New York Post puts Ilhan Omar on blast for downplaying 9/11 terror attacks. By Joshua Kaplan on April 11, 2019. The New York Post on Thursday called out Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, for downplaying the terror attack of September 11, 2001, publishing a front-page photo of the World Trade Center engulfed flames. "Here's your something," the Post's headline reads, with the subheader, 2,977 people dead by terrorism. The front-page cover is a direct rebuke of Omar's recent remarks at a private fundraiser for the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, of Greater Los Angeles, in which she described 9/11 as a day in which some people did something. Omar urged attendees of the CAIR gathering to raise hell and make people uncomfortable to combat what she described as Muslim Americans being treated as second-class citizens following the terror attacks. CAIR was founded after 9/11, because they recognized that some people did something. And then all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties, said Omar, without offering any evidence to back up her claim. "You can't just say that today someone is looking at me strange, that I am going to try to make myself look pleasant. You have to say that person is looking at me strange, I am not comfortable with it. I am going to talk to them and ask them why." Appearing Wednesday on CBS Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Omar lamented Fox News' criticism of her remarks, pointing to it as a so-called double standard. "This kind of double standard really is quite, you know, offensive, and is very much embedded in a lot of our culture these days, where you will have people come after minorities for things that they say. They might have insinuate, but no one goes after people like the folks on Fox and Friends, that actually say those words," she said. "It's not about insinuation, right? They actually said that I might not be an American. My loyalties might not be to this country. But I get called out. They don't. They get to keep their show." In response, Colbert suggested the unfair attacks on Omar were due to racism and being a woman. "I think because you're a Muslim, because you're a woman, because you're a person of color, you're given less latitude than somebody like me," he said. "You see this outrage when I speak the truth. Everyone else's truth is allowed, but my truth can never be," Omar replied.